This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
What, Andy?
Okay, Jeff, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm not confused.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah, I am confused. I'm just trying to figure out what the best way is to try to get that quarterback that you need on your team. You know, the Browns took
scout.
A path.
Scout.
I don't know. Is it even scouting?
It's scouting and getting lucky is what it is. Seriously, Andy, how does Brock Purdy last until the last pick of the draft? How did Tom Brady last until the sixth round? I mean, it's such an inexact science, it's ridiculous. And it seems to me that there's not as much fluctuation at most every other position as there is at quarterback. I mean, honest to God, how does Tom Brady become the best quarterback of all time?
I think in the beginning it had to do with being in the right with the right coach in the right system and having the right 10 guys around him.
You still have to be good. I mean, you still have to be really good. Goes to show.
But when Tom Brady first started, remember he knocked Drew Bledsoe out too.
Well, sure.
So he was good there, but he also exemplified the qualities of a quarterback that Bill wanted.
All right. Well,
and so then Bill bought in to what he was, and I think Bill felt like this guy was the model citizen for him to, like a lump of clay that he knew he could mold and shape. And then eventually, man, he got so good that he didn't need Bill anymore. And so that's why we have this argument left and right about this.
Fill in whichever quarterback you want.
And let me throw another one in, too, that you also have to hope that the quarterback you're going to hang on to be that quarterback lasts as long as your general manager or your head coach does. Like, think about John Dorsey for a second, right? Think about what he liked. He liked Baker Mayfield a lot.
Yeah, well, he didn't get that one as right as he got the Patrick Mahomes.
But he did get Patrick. But who knows if he didn't get it right? Because he was gone by the time he had the chance to bloom and blossom to where he was. I mean, Dorsey may have stuck with him longer. See what I'm saying? That maybe they never make the run at Watson if Dorsey's still here.
Maybe.
So I think part of your success is also tied to that general manager. I mean, there's always politics in all of this stuff. And that's why I think there's a lot of good quarterbacks that we never get to see, because you get a head coach.
I disagree with that.
I don't know. I think you get it. If you get tied to a head coach or you get tied to a general manager, that sometimes guys won't get the opportunity. And then they say after 1 year, if you didn't have a good year, or maybe you end up having a receiving corps that couldn't hang on to footballs and stuff like that, that all of a sudden you end up on the outside looking and going, I want to bring my guy in. I want to bring my quarterback in. I want to draft my – it's got to be – how many times have we heard that statement? We got to put a stamp on this thing. We got to bring our guy in. I think sometimes that's a mistake. I'm not saying all the time it's a mistake, but I do think there are quarterbacks that get overlooked.
I think that's rare. It almost never happens.
I think you're wrong, like dead wrong on that one.
Because if the guy's any good, he's going to play.
That's not necessarily – like, I think what we're watching in San Francisco
– there's only one
case. San Francisco is the only place where I've ever seen where it's like, all right, well, we're going to give up on my guy, and I like this other guy that we've got.
That's the only case that I think right now in the NFL where you can say, can that guy play or can't he play? And it's Trey Lance.
Yes.
But that's the only one.
So you're agreeing with me is what it sounds like.
No, you said that you said all the time that these guys can play and they get overlooked.
I mean, I think there are guys that can play that get overlooked.
There's only one. To me right now, Trey Lance.
That he didn't get overlooked.
He got injured. Purdy stepped in and Purdy took over, did great, and they traded Trey Lance. And now he's sitting there in Dallas behind a guy who's clearly very good in Dak Prescott. And we don't know if Trey Lance is going to become any good or not.
I was talking about Brock Purdy. I'm sorry. But you were talking about San Francisco, so we do disagree on this. I don't know, Dan, what do you think? Break the tie on that.
I think there are so many different aspects that go into building a quarterback and building them in to success. I think there are some of them, like a Peyton Manning, who you could just drop into any situation and he rolls. I mean, Colts were a mess.
Flat out, clearly good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think there is a chunk that are there. I think a chunk need to have an ecosystem to them where exactly what you're talking about, Andy, where they need a wide receiver. They need defensive line. They need a coaching staff that's going to believe in them and hitch their wagon to them and say, come hell or high water, you're my guy.
And you need that front office to stay stable.
Exactly. And you need the front office as well. And I think that's a chunk on top of it. But I also think that these quarterbacks get scar tissue on them. Like, things happen in poor situations where they just end up with bad habits and scar tissue because they were in bad situations. Jeff, I know you're going to throw something at me for this. That's going to be the story of Sam Darnold, sadly, is he just ended up in a bad situation where he gained a whole bunch of scar tissue to it, and maybe somebody can break that scar tissue. Maybe somebody can work their way through it. But, boy, I watch a quarterback every single time he takes a drop back, and all I see is a guy with bad habits because he was so beaten up with the Jets because they didn't have that ecosystem. They didn't have that talent.
Which could be the same thing with Zach Wilson.
Right.
Could be the same thing.
I'll give you another one, and I know you'll give me the next part of the story about what happened in the playoffs, but Brian Hoyer was a guy that we watched here on a Thursday night football game where we saw five national correspondents say, pay the man. At least one guy said, pay the man, pay the man, pay the man, pay the man. But then Johnny Manziel walked in, and ownership fell in love with him. And now all of a sudden,
ownership invested something in him, late first-round draft choice.
Okay, but they still didn't go at the time with a quarterback that was showing up for meetings for the game and wanted to actually study the playbook or open up the playbook. They chose to go in a different direction. So, I mean, there's just another
and
one
shame
example.
On them for that.
Yeah. So, but I do think it happens. Maybe it's somewhere in between what you and I think. But I also wonder where you find that perfect recipe for that.
Most of the time, though, Andy, if a guy can play quarterback and play it well, he's going to eventually emerge and get that chance. For instance,
I hope so.
Kirk Cousins, he's buried behind RG3. Well, RG3 got hurt and Cousins became something, and then he gets paid big money to go to Minnesota, and he kept getting big money and big money and big money, and now he got even more big money.
I'm going to throw a name at you that I'm interested to see how you react to this. I think if DeShone Kizer stays at Notre Dame for another year, he's got a better chance to be more successful in the NFL.
But he decided to come out.
And then I think the Browns rushed him out on the field when he clearly wasn't ready. I love the story because Brock Osweiler should have been the quarterback, but here we go. We got into the politics of it. And I don't know if it was because they didn't want to win or whatever. Osweiler was a better quarterback than he was, but they were going to go with what they were going to go with. And your head coach was like, well, he's the franchise quarterback. When we all knew that DeShone Kizer was not a franchise quarterback, at least at that point.
Only thing I'd say about that, and you know how highly I thought of DeShone.
Yeah, and this is why I'm bringing him up.
Only thing I say about that, and this will be going against my own belief.
Uh-oh.
If he were good, then he might have emerged somewhere else. I mean, he went to Green Bay. Didn't work, right? He just did not emerge. He went to Tennessee. Didn't happen. All right, well, chances are I was wrong. God knows Hugh Jackson was wrong for throwing him out there. The organization was wrong. It wasn't just Hugh.
Well,
the organization was wrong for throwing him out there.
They stripped that kid of everything he had.
Well, did he have enough? I thought he did, but we'll never know.
What about Kurt Warner? I mean, if Kurt Warner would have believed everything that said, well, this guy doesn't have it. There's no way he's going to do that. Who cares? Throw him in the Arena League. Who cares? Somebody had to give him a chance to let him come back.
Only reason he got a chance is because Trent Green got hurt.
And there are exceptions to every rule.
Sure.
I mean, Geno Smith is the perfect example.
Sure, there's another one.
Geno is dead meat.
Geno was, we thought he was done. Everybody had him as a backup and all that stuff. Found his way to Seattle. They built an offense around him. They had the talent that was there. They believed in him, had the ecosystem, and now we have another quarterback. You could say the same exact thing with Bake down in Tampa if you think there's been a vast improvement.
And the Seahawks are so sold on Geno Smith that they went out and traded for Sam Howell, who they liked in a big, big way coming out and are just talking about him as, the Geno's our number one. But Sam's going to compete. I mean, Sam's here to compete.
But we sit here and we talk about this when you don't have a quarterback, you want competition in your camp. Well, I don't understand. Why didn't they bring anybody to compete with this guy? How many times have we heard that? That should have said, welcome to Cleveland. I hope they bring in someone to compete.
And then
We're doing it with our kicker right now.
The Jets
now.
Never did that with Zach Wilson. They didn't bring in a veteran. They left that kid out to dry.
Jim.
Whether he can play or not, we'll find out.
Jim's in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Maybe.
Hey, guys, real quick. Listen, this is the chicken or the egg thing, but I think what you guys are talking about, like when you're saying, well, you go to a bad situation, but you do have a quarterback. Look, you guys are talking about the serviceable guys. I think if you have a serviceable quarterback, you still don't have a quarterback. The elite guys go to any situation, and they're just fine. Look at Herbert out in San Diego. I can't believe you would say he was in a good situation, but he put up big numbers, and I think everybody would say he's a top-notch quarterback. I don't think that bad situations bring down guys that have greatness in them. I think your everyday run-of-the-mill guy, if he goes to a bad situation, he may not be your guy that's going to be a good place setter, a serviceable guy. But, look, if you're going to be satisfied with serviceable, then, I mean, very few teams are winning Super Bowls with serviceable quarterbacks. I just think that, you know, we're dissecting this too much. You're saying Geno Smith. Apparently, Geno Smith, he's a bad example because apparently he wasn't even good enough for them to hold on to this year. So what's that saying about whether or not they thought he was – a guy that could get it done for them? As far as they were concerned, they didn't have a quarterback. So I think that's the big difference there is serviceable doesn't mean your quarterback situation's figured out. It means you can win a few games, but probably not a Super Bowl.
Jim, you agree with me on this? Elite quarterbacks, guys who you think, yep, this guy gives me a real chance to win it, maybe 5 to 8 in the entire league?
Yes.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
I think that's fair.
And if the situation is perfect, a serviceable guy can get you there. But everything else has to be perfect.
Jim and Strongsville, thank you.
We're in agreement on that, Jim.
216-474-0092. We're going to go next and find out a little bit more about your Cavaliers, who are up 2-0 on the Orlando Magic. Who's going to give us the insight? A man that was just wearing a Cavaliers uniform before you even know it. Danny Green, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, joins us next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.